Listen to these 8 extracts. Question 1.
When the plane crashed, all the lights went out. Everybody panicked, except Jemima Blonde. Her years of training meant she could control her fear. She remembered her Sergeant Major's words. Crawl along the floor where the air is cleanest. The terrorists stood up and fought for the exit, their screams turning to coughing and silence, while Blonde was able to get out of the smoke-filled cabin. She got to the door, her lungs bursting, and with a mighty kick managed to force it open. As she fell to the runway, the plane exploded above her.
Question 2.
The search is continuing for members of the capsized fishing boat. The Royal Navy has taken charge of the rescue operation, and Sea King helicopters are combing the area. Lifeboat services from Sidmouth have already succeeded in rescuing 9 of the crew, but hope is fading fast for the remaining 2. We will now go over to the village of Sidmouth for a live report from the Centre of Rescue Operations.
Question 3.
Come on! Damn you, Billy! Don't give up now, boy! The sheriff and his posse ain't that far behind! When Mama was dying, I gave her my word that I'd take care of you, and I ain't gonna break that promise. There ain't no water here, but you'll be able to have all you can drink when we get somewhere safe. Come on, when you was a kid, you could walk for miles. You can do it. We'll be at the hideout soon. On your feet. Don't make me lose my temper.
Question 4.
Yes, yes. Anyway, this car, it just came from the middle of nowhere. It just smashed straight into my door on the passenger side.
You poor things.
Oh, Jeremy didn't have time to react or avoid him.
And is he okay?
He was shaken, that's all.
And what about the other driver?
Oh, he was angry, but the police said it was definitely his fault. They gave him a formal warning that they're going to prosecute.
Question 5.
What do you mean you weren't able to do it? Didn't we go through it last time? Look, we can find out the value of X in the first equation like this, can't we? Stop looking out of the window and pay attention. That means we can put that value into the second equation to discover the value of Y. Simple. If you carry on like this, then I just don't know if you're going to make it.
Question 6.
Before you go off, I want a word with you. Whales, whales, whales. That's all you think about.
Dad!
You don't have to go to the other side of the world to find a good cause, you know.
Come on, Dad! What about the animals?
I think you should spare a thought for some of the old people in this town and how they survive. If you really want to make a difference, why don't you go and give old Mr. Johnson a hand with the housework? I know that helping an old person isn't as romantic as saving the whales, but...
All right. I don't want to have an argument about this.
Question 7.
That's it. Now, roll the dummy onto its side. Okay. Now, what you have to do is check that the airway is clear. One of the problems is that people can sometimes choke because they've swallowed their tongues or false teeth and things. So always make sure that you check that there aren't any obstructions. That's it. Don't worry, you can't hurt it.
Question 8.
So now it gives me enormous pleasure to introduce my next guest, whose recent book, Without a Paddle, tells us about how an ordinary teacher survived when she just drifted for 43 days in an open boat, when most of us would have just given up. She had to come to terms with the fact that she might die there, thousands of miles from anywhere. So let's put our hands together and have a round of applause for the courageous and resourceful Kay Bradshaw.